USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was warning Iran that the U.S. will deter aggression in the Middle East. After getting a military briefing at CENTCOM in Tampa, Florida, Pompeo says that the president does not want to go to war with Iran.
President Trump had sent President Abe to take a message of his to the leadership in Iran. You have to remember, these are messages for the leadership. I think the Iranian people are being woefully misserved. But yes, we're engaged in, we have been engaged in many messages, even this moment right here, communicating to Iran that we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war.
And in a developing story, the president tweeting that Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan will not move forward with the confirmation process so that he can devote more time to his family. He also says that Secretary of the Army Mark Esper will become the acting defense secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid is being cut to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The cuts in the U.S. foreign aid to those Central American countries is over their inability to help stem the flow of illegal immigrants traveling to Mexico and then eventually to our southern border. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas describes the cuts to the so-called Northern Triangle.
We will not provide new funds for programs in those countries until we are satisfied the Northern Triangle governments are taking concrete actions to reduce the number of illegal migrants coming to the U.S. border.
Another American vacationing in the Dominican Republic has died. A 55-year-old New Jersey man was found dead in his hotel room last Thursday. This is the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly pass away while visiting the country. The mysterious deaths are not isolated to one location or area, and toxicology reports for several of the tourists are still pending. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Monday, the Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment, from the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Stephen Crowder. As Cruz was discussing each of these points, he also makes a very interesting point regarding big tech.
I will tell you, as I've traveled the state of Texas, as I've traveled the country, this is a concern I hear from Texans, from Americans all across this country, that the power being amassed in a handful of big tech media companies is a level of power really unprecedented in our political discourse. If you look at the power that Google and Facebook and Twitter have, it is power that William Randolph Hearst, at the height of yellow journalism, could never have imagined. We have right now, in terms of the political discussion, roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. For young people, roughly 95% are going to YouTube regularly. This is the source of information, and there are consistent patterns being demonstrated of political bias.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.